Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Frankly, AJ, I am a little concerned. Clubs, sleeping late, your lack of interest in anything productive.
Hey, I'm interested in productive stuff. Right? Just not stuff you care about. I could run one of those clubs.
What?
Look, I'm not just partying there. Right? I'm learning. I see what works, what doesn't. Right? I could have a great club and really successful. And if you guys care so much about my future, then why don't you stake me?
In a club? Get the hell out of here.
Wait, you pick up the garbage in a lot of clubs in New York. And you know people. You could help me. And it's not like you can't afford to set me up. I mean, you have all the money in the world.
This is ridiculous. Manage a club, AJ? You've never even been a busboy. If you want to get back into event planning, you should think about the Culinary Institute in Poughkeepsie.
Culinary Institute? Why do you keep talking about event planning? I don't even know what that is.
If you're serious, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll get you a job at Beansy's and you can learn the business from the ground up.
Just a pizza parlor, right? Not a club.
It's the service industry.
Why are we even having this discussion? You're going back to college next semester.
See? This is just what I mean. And you guys never give me any support in anything I want to do.
AJ!
Oh! Harm. God.
Maybe we should get him a club. I'll give him some responsibility. Maybe he'll rise to the occasion.
Are you insane? He's not even legal drinking age.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hold on. That was so perfect. I mean, everything was perfect there.
What happened?
I don't know. It skipped ahead.
The CD player is not the best.
Well, that's a good thing we're moving then.
It is.
Are we getting new ones at the new place?
Yep, we are.
Brand new. This one's having a work stoppage.
Okay, nice, so. New and shiny.
Okay, so Tony says, I'll get you a job at Beansy's and you learn the business from the... It's the service industry.
AJ, you're not even legal drinking age.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe in you.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Right, that's the way it goes. That's nice.
When they lay it out, they play it out. Don and Mike.
That's nice. Up, as you heard, we're very proud. We rated number 15 in the latest Arbitron ratings for D.C. Yep. So, come on out to O'Mara's. That is Wednesday night, starting at 8 o'clock. The first 1,000 people will have the soon-to-be collector's items. Listen harder. Number 15, Don and Mike Show buttons.
Suitable for framing.
And we'll be there. It's just us, couple of microphones. We're going to be, you giving away food?
I'm going to give away little Mikey burgers.
Oh. Well, and you know, there's a little bit of Mike in every one of them.
There is, absolutely.
Ask for yours with no condiments.
You get the buttons. We'll have the, you know, they're going to give, we're getting stuff right now as we speak to give away.
So come on down. And we can do this once a month. As the ratings continue to climb,
yes.
come and be a part right now when we're on the bottom, the absolute lowest rung that we could possibly be on the ladder that is our lives.
Join us
with
there.
Everybody that hates us, mm-hmm. looking down at us and saying, "Hey, you guys suck.
Mm-hmm.
You guys suck. You're never gonna come back."
Laughing and pointing.
You suck. We're like a phoenix. We have risen before. We shall rise again.
And this is our rally. We're having these rallies.
That's right.
Rally. And everybody's going to be there.
Everybody's
going to be there.
Well, I mean, everybody from the show is going to be there.
Everybody from the show.
Everybody.
Just like everybody.
What do you mean, everybody? Well, what do you think I mean by everybody? What do you mean, I think, by everybody? What do you think I'm talking about? I'm talking about everybody from the show.
I thought you were talking about, like, everybody, like those people that aren't at work today.
Oh.
I thought you were being inclusive again,
no,
Mike.
No, I'm saying everybody from the show, because that's the question I get asked the most. Is everybody going to be there?
Yeah, we'll all be there. Go Wednesday on. Night, we'll see you at Mike's Joint. For information, go to our website. That is donandmikewebsite.com. Okay, hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Howdy.
Yeah, can I guess the secret sound?
Okay. Yes. See if you can guess what this
All you
is.
Did was mention it in passing, right?
Yeah.
You mentioned it in passing. He wants to guess
People
already.
See if you can guess what it is. Ready? Are you ready?
Yeah, go for it.
The secret sound is eating dial tone.
Here it is. See if you can guess what it is.
There you go.
Our crack staff is working on the next secret sound, and it's looking like it. I don't want to give our hand, but it's looking like a clicking sound.
Get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike show. I'm just talking out of my ass on Friday. Really. I mean, literally, we don't have to do everything we used to do. Hello.
Okay.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. This is Dan from Modesto.
Yes.
And hey, I haven't had my car stolen today.
Mike, they're keeping now the whole immigration thing going.
In Modesto, they are.
Even though he said he hasn't had his car stolen today.
Stolen.
Okay.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Congratulations.
Glad that you are.
Bye!
Sometimes some of the pieces actually take a little longer to float back down to the bottom of the river.
Sometimes.
American like me. My kind. Ah, it's good to open the mic. Imagine we were like Rush Limbaugh. And really did just... Ha, it's good to open the microphones and talk to real Americans who feel the way we do about the issues of the day.
You said it all. American like me.
I was talking to somebody over the weekend who said to me, and it wasn't Rob.
No.
It was somebody else. Talking about somebody else.
Very good. Right.
Said to me, this was a quote. It was just a general discussion about life. I mean, I was in Atlantic City over the weekend, so I met a... quite a few people mm-hmm. who you'd sit down, have a drink with,
right.
You talk, you're gambling, whatever.
You tell me you saw a lot of Americans like you.
In my America, yes. The way that I view America. Anyway, the quote was something like, I went into a post. You want to know how bad it is? I said, how bad is it?
Yeah.
The person said, I went into a post office the other day, and the only American person that I could find in there was black.
Somebody really said that to you?
Ruined their day.
Oh, my God.
Swear to God.
How does one respond?
You know what I said?
That.
What did you say?
I said, ah, speaking my language.
Yeah, I know.
What do you do? I mean, a lot of people.
Yeah, exactly.
You know. Anyway, it was, I think. Right, I know. Try in your wheelhouse. And it was said seriously, Rob. It wasn't like said as a joke.
I didn't know any of my relatives were up there.
Have a nice day, sir.
Uh-huh. Now, I could do a whole riff here about stereotyping, about
yes.
Italian-Americans and people from New Jersey, because I did go to Atlantic City over the weekend.
Yes, baby.
To kind of get the taste of last week out of my mouth.
Atlantic City, baby!
And, being as we have the whole payola thing, I will say up front that my room and my meal were comped by the Borgata. So when in Atlantic City, make it the Borgata. You know why?
Why?
It don't smell like poop.
No. They do a real good job disinfecting that place.
Unlike Trump Marina. I mean, you walk in, and you might as well be walking into a porta potty.
Wow.
A porta potty with bright lights.
Smoke and poop.
Yeah. But more poop than smoke.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just amazing sometimes.
That's always been our motto.
So really, the thing was, I'm trying to tell these people that I went to Atlantic City with that what you're going to enjoy is the smell of Atlantic City. I said, even in a nice place like the Borgata, even though it has that kind of baby powder, let's get rid of the BO smell.
They seem to pipe it in, but you can still find pockets
where
someone's had too much buffet. Sure.
And it's just the smell of humanity on a Saturday.
Yes.
8,000 people trying to check out at the same time as 8,000 people are trying to check in.
Right.
It got nuts. And I ran into so many guys who looked like either Vito from The Sopranos,
okay,
or the guy that Artie Bucco beat up from The Sopranos. They didn't
I bet you more guys like the guy that Artie Bucco beat up.
The younger guy from Doogie
Howser.
Right?
You know, the little guys, the C's of the walk.
Benny Fazio.
Yeah, the Cox of the walk. So there are all kinds of these guys that, you know, I don't think they're wise guys. I don't think they're real mobsters.
Right. But they like to pretend they are. They
I
like
think
to
so.
At least look like they are.
They do, and this place had gone out of their way to get us in for dinner at a certain time, like 8 o'clock, impossible on a Saturday night, blah, blah, blah. So we go down there. I'm standing there with these other people like I'm a big shot, and I say, 8 o'clock. She says, oh, right here. And then from behind me, I'm not kidding, comes, you know, Johnny Goomba, who comes in and goes, hey, how are you doing, Brian? He says this to the maitre d', right?
Ah, I see.
And the maitre d' looks at him right away, and I see the maitre d' look like, uh-oh. This is either, you know, a guy, a made guy, or a guy who is close to being a made guy, or the son of a, like a grown-up A.J. Soprano. I'm not kidding. He comes up. This place is jammed.
Of course.
I mean, it is wall-to-wall people. He comes up and he says, I got about eight with me tonight. Can you get me in? Now, keep in mind, they're turning people away.
Yeah.
The people who've shown up with reservations, and they're saying, can you wait at the bar for a second? We're really, really crowded. And you can look in the restaurant and see. They're really, really crowded. It's
right.
a Saturday night in
right.
Atlantic City.
Jam-packed.
This guy, they immediately pushed together three tables. We're all standing there and watching this.
Interesting.
They pushed together three tables. These guys waited, I don't know, less than 5 minutes.
Okay.
And less than the time that it took them to go to the bar, push their way up to the bar, get their drinks, they were already at
did
the table.
Did he look like he could have been a player? Like he could have been a guy that, or did he look more made guy than player?
No, you know,
sometimes they're one and the same.
I think I can tell the difference between a guy who's like a gambling guy,
right,
and a guy who maybe would go out and just like beat the crap out of somebody if they owed some money.
So and he was getting looked at, and he knew he was getting looked at,
and
right?
He loved it.
Yeah,
and at one point it was great because I was staring at him, and I was trying to show the other people that I was with. I was trying to say, I think he's a fake mobster, but he's got some pretty good influence because he's come in and he's pushed ahead of us.
And it's a very difficult game to play. You know, if you're wrong about that, you know, if you think he's a fake mobster and, you know.
And they're saying to me, which guy is it? Because there was eight guys. I said, he's the guy with the Hawaiian shirt on.
So it was a table of eight guys?
Yeah, eight
all
guys.
Guys, okay.
So they said, well, they all have, like, Hawaiian shirts on. And I was trying to, and I said, the guy with the black shirt on. Well, there are three guys with the black shirt on. Yeah. Finally, I turned around and I said,
guy with the gold chain. Well, they all have gold chains.
I said, okay, I'm going to turn around and look at him. And right at that moment, as I turn around, he looked at me. He was maybe 10 feet away.
Uh-huh.
He says, the classic, what are you looking at?
Oh.
So I said, the first thing that came to my mind, I said, a very handsome man.
Had you had a cocktail?
Yeah.
That'll do it.
I had two.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. Had to wait a couple
that
minutes.
That doesn't come out that way unless
said,
you've had a couple of little hoochies.
A very handsome man. Mm-hmm. And he said, thank you. And, you know, I said, okay, well, no, you know, thank you.
Were you giving him a look that was... I've seen you give this look, which is, he's making a scene, he's coming in, he's getting the table. Your look could not have been a loving look that you, when you were staring
no.
at him. Was it this kind of just going?
Yes, yeah, that was exactly, I'm just giving him the hairy
eyeball.
A look
that would precipitate a guy saying, what are you looking
yeah,
at?
What are you, head cocked.
What are you looking at? And I just, right there, a very handsome man. Thank you. My pleasure. My pleasure. Enjoy your evening.
Enjoy your success.
Enjoy your success.
Thank you, Mr. Maltasanti. Enjoy your meal.
We go and we have our dinner, which is nice, and then we go out and I do. You know, I'm a jackass. I'm a loser. I don't do anything right in life, generally speaking. But I managed to do this perfectly. The gambling thing.
Gambling.
I'm with these other people. I was with my chick and another couple.
Uh-huh.
So they say, let's gamble. I said, okay, let's sit down at a $25 table.
Mm-hmm.
I had $300. I said, cash me in for $300. And they were like, ooh. And I'm saying, you know, this is not big stakes by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
But I said, just sit back and watch how a pro does it. I'm giving them this buildup as we're walking up to the table.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because I had a couple of drinks. I got a suit on. We've had dinner. I sit down.
You wearing a tie, too?
Of course.
All right.
My hand to God. I sit down. Here's how it goes. I get dealt a pair of threes. I double down on those. She busts. I win on both of those. Then I get blackjack, blackjack, blackjack.
Wow. Three blackjacks?
Three blackjacks in a row. I sat at the table literally 2 minutes. Four hands tops. Uh-huh. Turned $300 into $600.
Mm-hmm.
Said to my chick and the other people, just like a gigantic dick, I turn around with the chips and I said, and that is how you do it.
Uh-huh.
The name of the game is discipline. And as we walked away, I said, of course I could have done it with much larger stakes. And you know, the problem there is if you get bit in the ass that you're going to have to eventually come back. And, you know, I can handle losing $300, but if
right.
the stakes were $3,000, I might feel like I would ever gamble $3,000. I would have to walk away. But generally, It's my advice. Go in.
Rob's making a little signal there.
No, it's the booze. Are you kidding me?
Right. A couple of cocktails.
I'm such a dope.
The password here is discipline.
Yeah, okay, look at me. Look at me. I'm the opposite of discipline.
Right.
But I'm lecturing them with my big Mel Karmazin cufflinks
on. Sounds to me
on.
Like you're a disciplined gambler, since you walked away.
Yeah.
I think you are.
Because I won the money.
One question for you.
Yes.
Where's the fun in that?
And then the next morning, because after all, no matter how much fun we have,
that
I
was
am...
it. What was your total time gambling in Atlantic City?
2 minutes.
What did you do the rest of the time?
Made fun of people.
Right.
Walked around, just made dinner. Fun of people.
What was your total time like on the casino floor?
Hold on.
What was the genre of your dealer?
Jesus.
Hey, listen.
You know, Rob, like, we haven't had enough of that.
Just say one color.
Do me a favor. Go pick up line six. And just that should be Adrienne's phone. I know I don't want her voice ever on the radio. Okay. But you just ask her right now. She should pick up the phone.
Okay. Not yet, but...
When she picks up, you just ask her how long it took me to win the money.
So you ate.
Yeah.
You went and won your money.
And while we were... screw it. Never mind.
So your total time on the floor
itself.
You
just have to believe me. 10 minutes.
And then back up to the room?
Back up to the room.
and then early up the next day, right?
Now,
do Atlantic City your own way. And what time did you get up in the morning?
That's the best part of B&B. And I said this to Adrian. I said, now, I'm going to wake up at my normal time, you know, 5:30, 5:45. I said, but you're going to love it because we're going to go downstairs to the Starbucks. And we're going to have the beautiful walk through the casino. I don't like anything better, I don't think, than coming down bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, especially after I've won some money instead of losing some.
Right.
And coming down and seeing the guys who have been there all night.
And at that hour, easily, you're finding people that are not only, you know, been there gambling, but people that have been there partying.
Yeah. Yeah. They look like it. They smell like it.
Sure.
They're still there holding on to their Heinies and holding on to their Miller Lights. And there were guys that were arguing, like saying, I don't want to leave. No, you got to leave. You don't have any money left. I got money left.
Right.
It's a new day. It's Sunday.
Yeah.
I can get more money out of the ATM.
Oh, I feel like I'm looking in a mirror right now.
What?
Do you think you want to pick up your cell phone?
You can pick it up. You can pick it up.
So that's the way to do it.
So I said to her, this is, and again, what a dick I am. Because my biggest joy in the whole weekend was getting up on Sunday morning.
And going down to look at the people that are down on their luck.
And like I said to her, we were just standing there. I said, like, look at that Chinese dude.
Yeah.
I said, look at the bags under his eyes. And she said, oh, you're so mean. I said, look how great this is. Let's just watch him for a minute.
I go a lot later than you do when I'm there, and I'll go to bed like at 1 or 2 in the morning, get up, and then I'm rolling around there at about 11 o'clock the next day. And the one time I did, there was a woman there in the slot area at about 10 o'clock at night. I came downstairs at 11 o'clock the next morning. She was wearing the exact same outfit.
Wow. Baby.
She smelled lovely.
I'll bet.
Yeah,
just delightful.
Up is that?
Is this Adrian? Hi, Adrian. It's Rob.
Okay, now
Don asked me to pick up the phone for him.
Here you go. Slice of my life. Get the real answer.
Okay, 1 minute, 45 seconds.
There's the answer.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's the. I wish I could. That's why I don't go as often as I used to because I can't do what you do.
And it could never happen to me again. Mm-hmm. And I turned to them and I said, "So that's how it's done."
What time were you in bed?
10:30.
Yeah. I admire that. You know what you want. You know what you want. And then up at 5:30 to go see the people that haven't even gone to bed yet.
Downstairs watching The Great Unwashed. And then the only other thing that I'll just mention, one reason that I'm fond of this chick who's my companion, is that she really wants to make me happy. Very nice. Much like Frida. Great trade. What guy wouldn't want that? Well, I like Starbucks mocha coffee. Okay, I'm kind of queer about that. They used to sell, I know I've talked about this before, these containers of mocha powder that you could buy in Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're phasing them out now.
Oh.
And I know that Buzz has tried to buy it for me for, like, Christmas and stuff.
I was denied.
So whenever I go in a Starbucks or she goes in a Starbucks or even like my kid goes in a Starbucks, they all know to look out for this stuff for me. So it's very early in the morning, 6 o'clock in Atlantic City. every degenerate gambler that's, and why they don't keep the Starbucks open all night, I don't know. It's like,
makes sense.
They sell booze all night, but they don't sell stuff that would, you know, they don't sell speed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't sell caffeine.
Well, you can get the rotka that they serve in the casino.
Yeah, I mean, you could get like a Red Bull and vodka.
Yeah, or you can get a cup of black, you know, but they won't have a Starbucks. You can get a cup of coffee.
So you bet stupid. They don't want you to be alert.
Well, I would think they'd want you awake. Anyway, it's 6 o'clock, and there's just like, we were first in line. Mm-hmm. And then they start appearing behind us. You couldn't tell if they were homeless people or people that just spent the night there.
Yeah, right.
But they smelled, and they'd all been losers, and they just wanted some coffee. And we're standing.
Does it make me a bad person that when you're talking and describing people like that I'm just thinking one thing?
You?
I want to go right now. I want to go up there right now.
Discipline, Mike.
I love it.
So we're standing there, and of course, we got 8 hours of sleep, 7 hours of sleep, awake, making fun of people. It's like, hey, it's great. Very long line behind us. She says, oh, I noticed that you have a can of that mocha powder. And the chick behind the counter says, yes, we do. She says, I'll take that. And I said, oh, great. You know, good find. Like, almost like scoring some, you know.
Right.
Scoring some H. And I was like, wow, you got a can. That's great. And then she says to the lady at Starbucks, would you mind looking in the back and see if you have any more? And the lady at Starbucks goes, no problem. So she leaves her station. And now at this point, the seven dwarfs that are standing behind me in line, all of them named Grumpy.
Right.
They're all like going, excuse me, lady, hello, lady.
Sure.
And the guy that was down at the other end making the drinks explained to them, I'm just the maker. I'm not the order taker.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it was really 5 minutes, literally, until this lady from Starbucks comes from around the corner. Box.
Ah.
I mean, a crate. And she lays this crate down. You say, how many containers of this powder are in there? 24. Cool. I say.
So now you're doing, it's something that I know is near and dear to
you. You know, I love to stockpile.
Hoarding.
I said, sold. This is where people really got pissed. For whatever reason, she could not key in 24 times $3.99. She had to stand there with a can. This little container comes in and go, beep.
And scan it.
Beep. Now, times. As this is going on, and she's going to beep, 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 beep. You know, I'm like, at one point then, my chick says, when she gets done, she says, I think you scanned it too many times. And I'm looking at her like, no. You know, I'll pay the extra $8. Don't worry. She said, I'm positive. So now the Starbucks chick has to get out the receipt.
Count the items on the receipt.
You know, again, not the brightest bulb on the Christmas tree to begin with. She's going, one, two, three.
Did you hear the clicking sound of any firearms behind you when this was going on?
At that point, I said, we'll take it. As is, we'll take it. I'll pay. We go. Mm-hmm. We go.
We go now.
And, I mean, she wouldn't let it go. I mean, my chick wouldn't let it go.
Yeah.
All weekend. I would say, did you have a good time? Yeah, well, except for the fact that you got ripped off for those two extra kids. I said, we got 24 kids. We got.
How long will that last you?
Mike, I use four tiny teaspoons full a day.
Okay.
So you're talking about virtually unlimited supply now.
I would think.
That's great.
No,
and didn't you have some also at the house?
Yes, yeah, I got
you have more, don't you?
Yeah, so I got plenty. But I said to her, I can't believe this. All this great stuff this weekend. We had a good time. We had a good dinner. We gambled. We had fun. We watched the movie on pay-per-view. Made fun of people. All you care about is $8.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a real bone of contention.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, go back and get your $8.
Did anybody else in your party gamble?
Yeah.
Okay.
After I went to bed. they went down and they worked on your Wheel of Fortune machine.
Oh, good. Anybody hit it at all?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. That machine
bright
would
lights,
not,
very pretty.
That machine would not pay out.
No.
Would not pay out. And then I also drove everybody crazy just because I'm queer for the draft. I don't know why I am the NFL draft. It's like, we're in Atlantic City.
You're a Kuiper liker.
Yeah. We're in Atlantic City, right? Yeah. And all I'm caring about is, where is Matt Leinart going?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm trying to find a TV somewhere. They're like, oh, this place.
Did you want him? Did you want him for the Packers?
Yeah, I thought at number 5, yeah.
Was there a chance he might go to the Packers?
Well, apparently not. They took some other. They took the guy from Ohio State, the linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm listening. It's like incredible that Reggie Bush doesn't go number one. And then you've got they got the guy from North Carolina, number one with Houston. And then Vince Young goes to Tennessee. And now Steve McNair is going to go play for the Ravens. And I'm like the only guy in the world who cares about this until I finally, this is the last thing I'll tell you about the weekend. I walked into the sports book. And in the sports book at the Borgata.
You bet on it.
There are guys, now talk about really throwing, you just opening the window and throwing your money outside.
Mm-hmm.
Guys are betting on who the team is going to take with the next pick.
In the draft. Or what team the draft pick is going to go to.
Right.
That's what they can bet on, right?
No, at this point.
Can they do it the other way around,
at this point, they already know the picks. So you had guys, like some guy had bet that Matt Leinart would be picked third.
Mm-hmm.
So he falls to 10th. He's a big loser. You're picking, and you could go as deep like as 200.
Wow.
So, like, I guess at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock yesterday morning, whatever time the draft started, 11 o'clock noon, whatever it was, you had guys, degenerate guys, standing around going, you know, and who knows that, you know, okay, this is Billy Bob Big Ass from University of Central Northern Connecticut at pick number 218. I'm pretty sure Jacksonville's going to take him because Mel Kiper says so. I'll lay $100 on that.
Right. And it's a pretty good turnaround, pretty good payoff.
And it's a good payoff, but I saw guys just throwing their money away.
Right. Yeah, it's insane to bet on that.
Because, like, who knows? And the weirdest thing is they're showing the war rooms. Okay, so I'm in the sports book, and I see guys who are betting on what team is going to take what player next.
Right.
And they're really thinking that they're going to learn something by watching a closed-circuit camera where you see Jerry Jones and Bill Parcells.
Talking in one of those NFL phones?
Yeah. On the video phone, yeah.
He looks like he's going to draft the tight end.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty weird.
Pretty amazing. So it was a good weekend. I had a good time.
It was good
to get the frig out of Dodge and get up there. And the bachelor parties. You know, the last thing I'll tell you about Atlantic City is... Yeah, you can polish a turd all you want. And I think the Borgata is the nicest hotel in Atlantic City. I recommend it highly because, well, they let me stay there for free.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But it's great. But even at the Borgata, 10 p.m. on Saturday night,
right.
I say to everybody, you know what? We got done with dinner before we gamble. Let's step outside and just get some fresh air.
Uh-huh.
Get like the B.O. smell of people off us.
Right.
We go outside. It must have been the weekend for bachelor parties. Not bachelor parties, but bachelor parties.
Right.
And again... All of them looking like guys who were in Tony Soprano's gang.
I asked you before, none of the bachelorette parties with the little lady with the veil that runs around staggering, breaking a heel. And,
no. But the greatest moments, 10:05 Saturday night, we're standing in front of the Borgata, smoking, just getting kind of everything out of our system. A big, gigantic stretch Hummer pulls up. 8 very drunk guys come pouring out. Like
the cast of Entourage gets out?
You got it.
Right.
And a guy that looks like Turtle,
sure,
a fat guy, mm-hmm. almost on cue. As soon as he gets out, they're all going like, we're going to have a good time here. Our buddy Fred's getting married. And then this one guy just stops 5 feet away from us,
uh-huh.
turns, and I mean... A massive puke storm. I mean, it's like, I know you've seen it. It's the type where a guy just says to his friends, because he's, hey, hold on. Wait a second. He just turned like this, got his hands on his knees.
Right, right.
And it was like someone turned on a water faucet. it was like someone turned on a high pressure hose.
Thank you, Mr. Splatter Factor.
Yeah, it was just.
Oh, God.
A gusher.
And then the guy was like this. He's like, all right!
Let's go.
Let's party! So as they walked away, it was just a big pile of vomit. They were rushing out there to clean it.
Oh, God.
And I just said to these people I was with, I said, welcome to AC.
AC, baby!
All the way, Atlantic City.
You get a little of that when you stay up all night, too. You can see that coming in at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yes. Yuck.
I'm sure you could have caught a few out in the front if you went out there after you get up in the morning.
P friggin' you.
Yeah.
And can Donald Trump have his picture... On more things, and can he have his picture on more things that make him look like 007?
Branding. He's all about the branding.
That's right.
I don't know.
That's his number one thing.
The one that I saw that made me laugh the most was the, like I said, the billboard. I guess he's got a 007 machine or something in his casino. And it's him with his dumb face, but like with James Bond hair
right.
and the 007 logo on his forehead.
Huh.
I mean, we must have seen about 15 of those, and every time we saw one, we did. Who is that? Oh, that's Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Right.
He shows up occasionally, too, you know, to give away $100,000 or something like that. I mean, but that's what he's all about. He's all about putting his name on everything he can put it on.
Of course.
It's what he does.
So that was my weekend. I know that you had three young girls with you.
Mm-hmm.
Your girlfriend?
Yes.
And your daughters?
Yeah. Fun to take her up there when we run into a bachelor party, too. I always like to be with Garlo when there's a bachelor party. It's when I feel 90 years old, seriously. Because you know what those guys, you know the type of guys I'm talking about, right?
I know.
Where we'll walk through the lobby.
Hey,
and
baby!
Whoa! You know, and I'm always like, don't get in a fight. You're too old to get in a fight. Don't get in a fight. Don't get in a fight. God,
hey, baby.
No, I had to.
Are you here with your father? Come over here, baby.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, sir. Get me a gun. No, I had my girls with me this weekend. I had my daughters and had a moment with without Carla, but with my daughters that was a first for me. Something I've never done, and it was interesting, very interesting. It was all about movie choices, and I screwed up. I made a parental decision that was incorrect, and I had to correct it.
And
my daughters were very cool about it.
Well, we come back as well. Please tell us before the show today. You're in great detail in the office, telling us how you would like to take your girlfriend's dog,
mm-hmm.
put it in the jacuzzi.
Mm-hmm.
And go on it.
That was the beginning of the weekend. I'll start with that.
Wow.
That was it. I think it was.
Mike was highly graphic about this. Said,
yeah, excited
said
about
the said I could either put it. I wrote this down when he said it. Yeah. I could either put him in the jacuzzi or I could put him in the shower.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. Just to show him what I feel like when he does what he does.
So hold on. You mean you would put this dog in the shower and you would get in naked with mm-hmm. the dog? And
yeah. Not necessarily even naked. If I held the door just so.
Right.
You know, just to make a real statement, because I'm not really sure how to get through to him, how to really make it clear. Because, you know, he doesn't do that to any of her stuff. He does it to my stuff.
Okay.
He does it to my freshly cleaned laundry or brand new pieces of clothing. He doesn't do it to anything old.
Okay.
And this is when I discovered this one. You know, the thought just crossed my mind. Call it a fantasy, if you will.
Yes.
Call it a little fantasy. It
sounded to me like something that was pretty close to happening.
Oh, no. I don't think I'd get away with that.
Pretty close to happening.
What if someone found out?
Well, who's going to find out?
Well, you never know. The dog might tell.
It's you and the dog.
The dog might tell.
It's you and the dog. And
this is not the best-smelling dog I've ever seen.
Then we'll have to talk about The Sopranos as well, which I think we all agree, a filler episode. Right. But you got to have a filler episode sometimes to make the good stuff happen.
Absolutely.
Right? It had its moments. I mean, mm-hmm. I'll wait 45 minutes to watch Vito make out with that... with the motorcycle guy.
You know, Vito, give him credit. I mean, the guy commits to the role.
He's gone all the way.
Hey, wow.
Anytime you get to see Carm, at least partially nude with Tony flopping on top of her.
Tony. And I was, who was disappointed? I kind of wanted to see Tony close the deal. I wanted to see Tony close the deal with the lady.
But I love the fact that he's faithful. Yeah. He goes home and he's pissed about it.
He's mad.
Where's my smoked turkey? Where's the smoked turkey? I was faithful to you for the first time in 15 years.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
A good one.
Yeah.
Oh, an old Anthony Jr. Good old Anthony Jr.
Yeah, just didn't have the cojones to get the job done with Uncle June.
Look, the knife fell on the floor.
And now panic attacks, just like Dad.
But Dad, you said that's your favorite scene of The Godfather. You're a nice kid. You're a nice kid, AJ. That's why you couldn't stab Uncle June with a hunting knife. Because you're a nice kid. You couldn't take the marine knife and kill him. How about the security at the place where they have Uncle June at?
Right.
I mean,
knife!
AJ might have just walked into that place holding the knife. It's like he had it underneath his Puma top.
No metal detector.
But you could see the thing, right?
AJ. And, you know, I guess the idea is that AJ is supposed to be like a heavy drug user and kind of, you know, drug addled and stuff. He looks the part, doesn't he? He really does look the part.
Remember he had the panic attacks back when he played football.
Right.
When he did high school football.
Right. Yep.
So I think it was a panic. I don't think it was like an overdose.
I know it wasn't an overdose, but he just looks... I mean, you saw him walking down the street. My God, you'd say, what's the deal?
You have panic attacks. Cocaine, probably not your drug of choice, or shouldn't be, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony.
I like it when they call him Mr. Soprano. That's funny to me. Hello, Mr. Soprano.
Yeah,
he's like,
dwarf.
Yeah, the dwarf that takes the money from him.
And I know we played.
And you know that more to come on that because you're going to see the results of that, that $1,800 bill that he signed off on the other night?
Didn't he pay cash for that, though?
I thought he put it on a card.
I think it was all his drum money.
Oh, his drum money. All right. Yeah. Okay. I thought he might have given him a card.
No, I thought that it was the cash for the drums as well.
Really?
But that one clip we had, Carm's voice got to, I mean this with love, her voice got to Frida level. That's the only level that I can describe it at. When they start yelling at AJ,
right.
I was having a flashback thinking, this is me and Frida and Bart. I mean, different circumstances, right. But it was just, her voice gets to a certain register where it's just, the C word, I mean, I don't care what AJ did. Right. It's like, Carm, shut up. Just shut up. AJ!
And as you pointed out, that scene of him climbing on her.
Oh.
Which really, I think, I wonder if I'm the only one in the country that when I see that, I just go, oh.
And can they make, you know.
Please, no.
I'm not saying she's totally ugly. But can
she's
they,
not.
But can they make her uglier? Like when she's
pretty hagged out.
When she's buttoning up his shirt and you look down and you can see every pore and you can like see the boogers in her nostrils. And it's like you look at her and you go.
Here's my handsome man.
Yeah, there you go.
Meanwhile, love everybody that. Watching is saying, please, Tony, go get laid with the chick from ER.
The Culinary Institute. It's in Poughkeepsie. My handsome man.
I'm going over to see the lady from ER. She's a riveter.
Okay, time out. We'll be right back, everybody. And don't forget, number 15.
Yeah.
You're going to hear that here. You're part of that. Let's change that, please. Yeah, let's make that happen Wednesday night.
Listen harder.
At Mike's Joint.
Yeah.
Big We're Number 15 party. We'd love to. Boy, Nate says, love to meet you.
That's what we're doing.
Let's kind of keep that on the down low.
Don't read anything into that.
Love to meet you. To a point.
That's right.
Wednesday night at Mike's out in Manassas. You can see all the information on our website, DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
And Poughkeepsie, the Culinary Institute.
Now, dude, say it.
There you go.
Number 15 Arbitron rated.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.